at the door. Can't think, standing here no more.
Strolling into his chair.
Here I am.
Duck stepping. What's it? The big chair.
The big chair.
The big chair.
So you can see, I'll stand up and you can look at the big chair. There it is. How's that? Ladies and gentlemen, it's my chair.
That's the big chair.
Yeah. All right. I'm in gray today. I have on gray boxer shorts and a gray T-shirt. Very fashionable, don't you think?
Luckily, the camera is positioned in just such a way that we only see the T-shirt. Thank you very much. Yeah, good.
All right. Good enough. There's Chef Louis chuckling in the background. It's his turn to be the star of the Good Day program, along with Rich McFadden and Jennifer and Roberta, and, of course, me.
Did you just hit yourself?
He's pounding his chest like a gorilla.
Yes, I am.
Or Tarzan.
Oh. All right, so Chef Louis is here. He's an informative sort, don't you think? If we had a word for Louis, what would it be?
Oh, no. Here we go.
All right, Jennifer, pick a word.
Crafty man.
Crafty man.
Ooh.
Okay. Roberta, what's your word for Chef Louis?
Oh, delicious.
Very nice. And Richie, what would you say if it
diverse.
Were one?
Diverse.
He's diverse. Yes,
yep.
He is. Yeah, I would say that. And right on. And fun.
You?
He's a lot of fun. He's a fun guy.
Fun guy.
So Chef Louis is here to help you with your cooking. He is he's actually a number of things. But in terms of our food interests, he's a gourmet chef, saved a lot of restaurants, pretty good at understanding what food is all. He is a healer.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. Yeah. All right. So one of the things that a lot of people wonder about in terms of the food that they eat, I was thinking this week. I had a meeting in Las Vegas on Monday. It was late in the afternoon. And the fellow who runs the meeting, a pretty good guy named Steve Buck, brings in fruit and veggies for me. And he brought in pea pods and carrots and a dipping material. And I just sat there for 4 hours and a half, and I just dipped and ate, dipped and ate.
What'd you dip it into? That's the question.
I don't know. It was fairly tasty. I don't know what it was. What are you laughing at?
What, blue cheese, ranch dressing?
No. It was some kind
knowing
of...
Knowing the stuff that's in your refrigerator that frightens me.
No, this was not my refrigerator. This was down in a meeting room in Arizona. It wasn't here. It was in Arizona where I was.
Was there a white sauce?
It was, yeah. It was kind of like ranch dressing, I think.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, it was ranch dressing. So it was good. And then I started thinking about how much of this stuff I would possibly be able to consume as I sat there. And if I only had that for the week, how much would I eat? And you can go on and on. Have you ever thought, for example, Roberta, about how much you've eaten so far in your life?
Yes.
How many tons of food do you think you've eaten so far in your life?
Oh, gosh. I wouldn't even know what that number is.
Yeah, that's huge.
Yeah.
Now, Jennifer, you don't know how much you've eaten?
Not in my life. I write it down when I'm on my program. I write everything down during the day so I could estimate that easier.
With
my
Richie,
life.
I wouldn't ask him how much he's eaten. I'd ask him how much he's had to drink over the course of his lifetime.
That I could probably easier give you an answer for.
Right. All right. So, Louis, what statistics have you charted that will surprise us when it comes to how much of varying things, I know you've done a study on this, how much of the varying things that we normally eat, proteins, I suppose, meats and vegetables and things that are fun to eat, how is this all charted?
Well, I think you're going to be really, really shocked because there's actually two stories to these statistics. First is you'll sit back and be amazed at how much we really eat. And there's going to be, you know, you can always cast doubt on any of these figures, but it's not like somebody did a food diary of somebody for 70 years and multiplied it by the amount of people in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
This is just a snapshot image. You know, how much beef, for example, is actually sold in the United States in a year divided by how many people, and it gives us an idea. And I'll tell you what, it's pretty close. Beef, for example, 4 tons of beef you will consume in a lifetime.
Not me.
Well,
but Roberta,
Richie, people like yourself.
I don't know about Jennifer, probably not, but I think Richie and Roberta, easily 4 tons.
Yeah, it's just an average. And to put it in perspective, if you're sitting in a yard, you know, in my front yard, most people it's not like this, and you look at 6 head of cattle and just get out there with a fork and a knife. There you go.
Richie,
awesome.
By the way, if you go to Louis' front yard, not only do you see the 6 cows, you see 6 1939 Willys Jeeps that are in various stages of being fixed. All right, so six cows.
I
want to
buy
essence.
One of those, Louis.
Oh, you have, I love those.
Richie, so far in your life, you've consumed six of my cows.
At least.
You pig.
Oh, I'm going to start working on number seven this weekend.
Roberta, same thing for Roberta. Mm. So what does that mean in terms of, beside beef, how about pork? How many pigs?
I'm gonna show you something that's really amazing, because not only is it going to shock you, but it's going to show a picture of how we eat. Add that to 4 tons of potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, which is really, you know, when you stop to think about it, 4 tons of beef is not a lot. It's a little over a quarter of a pound of beef a day over a 70-year lifespan. You know, taking into consideration, you don't start eating solids until you're a year and a half, 2 years old, and the actuary chart says you're going to live 71 and a half years. So it's really not a lot when you break it down like that. But add to that 4 tons of potatoes, okay? Mm. And pork now has even grown larger than the beef. It's almost 6 tons. And a lot of it is because of our ethnic diversity in this country. You know, more Hispanic recipes, for example, you know, rely on pork than they do on beef.
Really?
So you got a lot more pork. And that you're looking at 16 pigs running around your yard. And you can just go start chasing them now.
Is that in the form of sausage, pork chops, bacon, that sort of thing?
Well, you know what this tells me? Here's the first story that this tells me. 4 tons of beef, 4 tons of potatoes, okay, and probably 5.5 tons of pork. What that tells me that America lives on is quarter pounders, French fries, and sausage egg McMuffins.
Yeah.
Great.
Yep.
You know, and especially when I come down to some of the other food sources, you're really going to be shocked at this. For example, there is 4 tons of fresh vegetables in this country that they feel every American eats. Now, that is terribly skewed because you got the baby food market takes up a lot of vegetables. That's probably the last time most people had a real balanced meal when they had all those jars in front of them, you know. And if you go to a restaurant and see how many plates get cleaned at the end of the night, you know, you'll see a ton of vegetables getting thrown away. Along with how much vegetables, you know, the spoilage.
Don't you remember your mother saying to you, imagine all those poor children in Africa, and there are a lot of
my grandmother.
And I would say, please, give it to them.
There's a real problem, by the way. As an aside, there's a real problem with drought in Africa. Have you seen some of the pictures coming out of Africa this year? Oy, man, is it tragic. And, yeah, we do waste a lot of food here, but it's not like it's going to go over to the your father can tell. I remember my father, although I always cleaned the plate pretty much. I've never really had a bad meal. I've had a lot of not so good meals, but I usually eat through whatever is on my plate. I don't usually, there's nothing left when I'm done. And I think that's, that can be good and bad. When you, when you're taught to do that, I think that, that some studies have proven, Louis.
Yes.
That when you are taught to do that, it can affect how you, if too much food's put on your plate at, say, a restaurant. There are some restaurants that sort of specialize in feeding you too much. And if you eat
most
all those
restaurants,
that,
not even some anymore.
Right. Yeah.
So it triggers a guilt emotion in you. And it's a response that you got to finish it.
Yep.
That's like a lot of people, you know, different age groups. There is an age group that eats faster than other age groups. And they still don't know why, but they feel as though it might have been a depression thing.
How do you mean?
People that went through the Depression tend to eat faster.
Really?
Yeah, because they're afraid that if they didn't finish it, maybe the guy next to them.
Like a dog. A dog just wolfs it down.
Yep. Yeah.
What about the people who come from big families where you have, you know, 8-10 people sitting at the table and, you know, plates of food being put out? Do they tend to eat faster?
Or small families with an Uncle Walter, Chef Louis.
Right. It's like either you eat it fast or someone else going to eat it.
Yeah, that could be. Eating habits are such a vital part of our lives, and we're almost, you know, we're not pre-wired to it, but by the time we're 4 or 5 years old, we're finished. We're destroyed as an eater.
My buddy Mike here at the network, we go to lunch 3-4 times a week. He is skinny as a rail, and I am bulky and manly.
Bulky, yes.
Yeah, and it's so funny because I'm always done 10 minutes before he does. If we can get the same sandwich, let's say a turkey club.
I noticed he's a slow eater.
He's just skinny. And it's because he takes time, he puts his food down, he chews, and he just, I'm like, come on, man.
You know,
we got to get back to work.
There's a whole movement called the slow food movement where you actually sit down and enjoy a meal And you, it's so much better for your health, well, your state of mind,
for a couple
line,
of reasons.
Everything.
The more you chew, you are actually digesting your food. It makes
That's
it
right.
easier for your body to digest
yes,
your food
it yep.
if it's chewed properly and, right. And wholly.
There's a whole book out, it came out years ago, about why the French are not obese like we are here in America. And they did a study at a McDonald's, believe it or not.
Mm-hmm.
And they said the average person spends 11 minutes in a McDonald's in America, where they spend almost an hour in France.
What in the world would you do in a McDonald's
wow.
for an hour?
Well,
good God.
Pick up a French fry.
Hey.
Take a bite of it,
and they talk and
again.
They eat. Yeah, they're not just wolfing the food down.
You know, another story I heard this week.
Slower.
They just did a study. Somebody just did a study comparing people who use small forks
yeah.
to people who use big forks.
Uh-huh.
And they found that the people who use big forks feel full quicker because they feel like they are eating more.
What
than the people
that
who use small forks.
Big forks don't lie, London. Big forks yeah. don't lie. Big forks.
Yeah, you can stop this game. It's yeah. no fun anymore.
All right. Chef Louis DeAngelis is here. We're talking about how much you eat. Are you surprised? Hey, Chef Louis, I want you to go to DougSteffen.com and look at some. We have both on the side of the homepage and at the friends section at DougSteffen.com, a button that you can click to get free food.
Mm.
And this free food that's available is something that's out of the space program, in fact, developed by a company called eFoods. This food is stuff that will last for years and years and years. And the good thing about it, other than it's free, is that you can keep the stuff around in a little hot water. You eat it, and it's organic. It's really tasty. It sort of flies in the face of a lot of other foods like this. And because there's so many people around now that are traveling, it's a great summer thing, or it may be just something that you put aside. But a lot of people are eating it because it's so inexpensive, 67, 68 cents a serving. So if you'd like to try that out, Louis, I'd be interested in your input. It's at DougSteffen.com. The button is gold. And it's either in the Friends, you can go to the Friends page if you'd like, and you can also go to the box that's just below, I think it's just below Charlotte's picture, isn't it, Richie? Where we have a number of our sponsors
yep.
and supporters there.
Yep, yep,
all right,
yep.
Check it out. Free food at DougSteffen.com.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her. Oh, she sleeps. No, don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she's gonna love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
We're here to tell you about the Rent-A-Center clearance event.
Make that Rent-A-Center clearance mania.
Yeah, save up to 50% on select brand name merchandise throughout the store.
We're talking savings in the house, brother.
Oh, brother.
Rental purchases or lease purchases save up to 50% compared to non-promotional rent-to-own prices for new merchandise. Offer ends August 20th, 2011, and applies to select new and pre-leased items as marked in store. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
Friday on the radio, coming up, birthdays, and then more of How Much Do You Eat? From Chef Louis DeAngelis, our friend here. I want to find out how much we eat in when it comes to snacks. How many tons of snacks do we have during our lifetime? 21 after the hour on Good Day.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite.
Do you remember when you were in school and someone yelled fight after school between so-and-so?
The Sons of Liberty.
It would go through the entire school in about 15 minutes. And about 90% of the school population would be there on top of the hill to see who would win the fight. Are you starting to get what I'm saying? It's time to fight the good fight, but you have to get into it first.
The Sons of Liberty, Monday through Friday from 2 to 3 p.m. Central Time at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The slow road fast here. It seems to me like it wasn't long ago when we celebrated the birthdays of both of these cowboy actors together. I am astounded that we've gone a year since we celebrated the birthday of Robert Horton and Robert Fuller. Both of them were Western stars. Actually, Fuller was in Emergency as well, but Horton played Flint McCullough in Wagon Train. He's 87 today. He was in A Man Called Shenandoah, King's Row, Men of the Fighting Lady. He was an action star, born this day, 1924. But, Richie, I swear to you, it seems like, I don't know if you can remember.
Hey, you know what? You're sitting here talking about these guys, and yeah, you might as well be speaking Chinese.
Yeah, I know.
You know, recollection of it whatsoever.
Yeah, I remember. Okay. Yeah. Well, I just, because these are both guys that I watched as a
kid. Grew up with. Yeah.
Young adult. Right. Yep. Fuller, who was in Laramie. Let's see here. What else? He also was in Wagon Train as a...
Emergency.
Yeah, Maverick. He was in that. But anyway... born in the state, 1933. Both of them the same birthday. But I always point that out every year as we do birthdays. By the way, we're into the month of Leo. Leos are tough cookies. They're pretty ambitious, pretty responsible, but not easy to mate with or be together with. That I can tell you from personal experience, not easy. Tony Sirocco was Polly.
The great thing about the show The Sopranos,
yeah,
is every single one of these guys looked the
right,
part.
Looked the part. They absolutely looked the part. Yeah.
Man, really, they are the part.
100%. Well, some of them actually were the part, weren't they? They got some guys off the street down
there. Sure.
Had to play these various parts. Hi, birthday for Don Carter, one of the big bowlers in the history of that sport. Would you say bowling is a sport?
Yeah.
They call it a sport. I wouldn't say it's a sport, but they call it a sport,
It's
actually categorized as a sport.
Yeah. Neil Dowdy is the keyboardist for REO Speedwagon. 65 today. Born this day, 1946. Can't fight this feeling. Keep on loving you. Take it on the run.
Yep. Saw them back in the day.
Yeah. This is Marilyn Quayle's birthday. She was married, or still is married, to Dan Quayle. Born in the state, 1949. That makes her, 62, I think, if I'm not mistaken. Who else do we have on this list, Richie? Looks like Geddy Lee.
Yes.
From the group Rush. 58 today. Bass player.
Singer.
Born in the state, 1953.
And believe it or not, you've actually talked to Geddy Lee on this show.
I remember that name.
Do you remember?
Yeah, I do remember.
Yeah.
Yep. Ken Burns, the Emmy Award-winning writer and producer and director of The Civil War and baseball, all those good things are on PBS. You like him? He doesn't need your tax dollars to produce this, though, by the way. He'd be fine without them.
Yeah, he would.
Yeah. From Baywatch, Alexandra Paul played Stephanie on Boob Watch. Let's see, 48 today. You know, all those ladies are getting, they're moving along, are they not? Martina McBride, born this day, 1966.
Love her.
Yeah. Jennifer would be a big fan. My daughter.
You would be too. She's a hottie.
Is she?
Yeah, beautiful eyes.
Spoken for, though, no doubt.
And probably,
yeah. Girls are all spoken for. Yeah. Will Wheaton played Wesley on Star Trek Next Generation. By the way, if you haven't seen that Shatner piece on HBO about all the captains of the Star Trek, you need to see it. It's pretty good. It's actually very entertaining. Very good. Wanya Morris from Boys to Men. 38 today, Richie. Josh Radnor is Ted on How I Met Your Mother. 37. And Allison Mack is Chloe on Smallville. All right, so that takes care of our birthdays for this Friday.
Under the Affordable Care Act, people on Medicare now receive more benefits. They include free coverage for wellness and preventative care.
Now, this has a huge impact on older people, Medicare recipients, many of whom have very limited resources.
I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. The list of free tests under Medicare now includes diabetes and blood pressure checks. Dr. Virginia Hood, president of the American College of Physicians, is a kidney specialist in Vermont.
People who have diabetes, high blood pressure, all of which are major risk factors for cardiovascular disease, chronic kidney disease, and if they can be detected earlier, then treatments can be put in place and this stops the complications.
Medicare recipients also get free screenings for certain cancers. Dick Woodruff of the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network.
What we will be able to do now is catch cancer, colon cancer, breast cancer, before it gets into stage 3 and stage 4 and, you know, becomes much more expensive to treat in those when the disease has progressed to that extent.
For more specific information on the preventative tests and screenings now covered under Medicare through the Affordable Care Act, check these websites, aarp.org/getthefacts and healthcareinyou.org. That's Primetime Focus brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Andro Kills Ants presents The Household and Requiem. If you find yourself shrieking in disgust because ants are invading the harmony of your clean kitchen and home, you need Amdro Kills Ants bait stations and sakes inside and outside your house. Amdro Kills Ants is a bait ants love, so they eat it and die. And that's a tune that'll keep your house hot.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on health care by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
You've been lied to. Lied to by the Wall Street propaganda machine, the government, and the talking heads in the media. The market is in for another crash. Real estate is already in a double-dip recession, and if you want to keep your hard-earned money safe, this message is for you. My name is Brett Kitchen, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed, I said enough is enough. I searched and discovered a way to safely grow my money, participate in potential double-digit gains, but also have my money protected when the crashes come. Plus, it could save you thousands in taxes. I want you to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow their wealth. Call 1-800-675-1640 right now to get your free copy. Again, that's 1-800-675-1640. I'm giving away a limited number of copies today, so call 1-800-675-1640.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Serious business.
Nobody.
Nobody. All right, it's 33 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program live, as is usually the case. Richie is at the controls in our studio in Washington with a large group of adventurous sorts who are trying to learn. Is that what they're trying to do? They, Richie, learn about broadcasting?
They come to the wrong place, brother.
Really? How about we have, how about everybody in the studio? They can all hear me, right?
They can hear you, yes.
All right. So how about a big round of applause for Richie and what he's doing?
Yay!
Yay!
That's a crowd.
Yeah, there's people here, man.
All right, the peanut gallery.
I'm going to set the bleachers up in the other room.
All right, how about a big round of applause for Chef Louie, everybody?
Yeah, Louie.
Yay!
Yay! How about a big round of applause for Jennifer Horn?
Yay!
How about a big boo for Roberta Fasanelli?
Boo! She's a New Yorker. She can take it.
Yeah, she is a New Yorker. She's probably out taking a toot.
Yeah, I think she's fixing her breakfast.
All right. So we are focused in our conversation with Louie today on how much food you eat. Amazing. You ought to do a little ring around the room there, Richie, and find out if these people, as they listen to us, I think actually, Louie, what you ought to do for the benefit of the studio audience as well as those folks who may have just joined us, go through what we've talked about already in terms of beef and pork and veggies. We're talking about how much food the average person will consume in pounds or in tons during the course of his or her lifetime. So let's be re-rattled, Louie.
Now, as we look at it, we start off with 4 tons of beef and close to 6 tons of pork, 4 tons of potatoes, and 4 tons of fresh vegetables. Now, the odd thing is the next column shows me 3 tons of fresh fruit, which you would say is a great thing for our bodies. No, Doug?
It is. It's real. That's what everybody – that's that and snacks.
Do fruit roll-ups count as fruit, Louie?
Well, the scary thing is that the very next column shows us 3.5 tons of refined sugar we consume, too, which tells me that most of the fruit – and studies have shown this, except for the fruit that goes to baby foods, okay, what's left ends up being preserved as jellies, jams, or pie fillings. That's why all the sugar. So we're really not getting the benefit of all of these great fruits. And you really want to get scared. Let's look at the percentage here. You got 4 tons of beef, possibly 6 tons of pork, but now look at chicken. Now, chicken is supposedly better for us, leaner, safer to eat, et cetera, as far as your heart healthy and all of that. We consume 2 tons of chicken. What a comparison that is. It's no wonder we're on
it. I think I eat way more chicken. I would.
And it's going to be an average.
Yeah,
and I'm going to tell you that out of the 2 tons
chicken's
of chicken,
gross.
I would have to say that half of that ends up fried. which really negates any of
that. Yeah, how much
that.
Of that 2 tons of chickens comes from the KFC drive-thru, Louis?
I'm going to say half of it is fried.
Right.
And now let's make matters even worse. And let's look at fish as compared to everything. Okay? You got 4 ton of beef, possibly 6 ton of pork, 2 tons of chicken, a half ton of fish in a lifetime. And that probably represents all the tuna sandwiches you ate in school.
All right, so that means that I'm not in the same category as everybody else.
No.
This is just in general. This is a sort of a thumbnail sketch of what the average American might consume over his or her.
And you know what's scary
lifetime.
About this?
What?
You know, stop and think about this. Once you start extrapolating more information from this chart, when you sit in a restaurant, look at what people are eating. When they're eating a steak, when they eat any kind of a beef dish or a pork dish, the one thing that's right next to them and usually doesn't leave their hand is a slice of bread.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yep.
But when you eat fish, and watch the people in a real fish restaurant. I'm not talking about a Red Lobster. I'm talking about a real fish restaurant. You might find a small order of buttered parsley pommes frites with your filet of sole. You'll be able to find a small toasted croissant. That's what I usually serve with it, a buttered croissant. But you don't find the breads like you do when eating fish as you do when you're eating beef, pork, or chicken. Which, you know, here we are.
So why is that?
Huh?
Why?
Why?
Because you're automatically wired to say, fish is healthy, fish is light. I'm not going to ruin the flavor by munching down gobs of bread. I'm just going to eat my fish.
Huh.
And it's the most amazing thing because when you go on one of those diets that tell you to eat all proteins and knock off the carbohydrates, you're eating a lot of beef, a lot of bacon, a lot of pork, and you're craving for that bread. But if you ate fish instead, which is way healthier, you're not craving for the breads and the carbs that are going to hurt you and gain weight. And when you look at the chart, what do? We do the opposite of what we should do. We eat more beef, more pork, more chicken, and hardly any fish. And that's the crazy part of this. Yeah. Also, 20,000 eggs in a lifetime.
Wow.
That's less than an egg a day.
Yeah.
You know, it's really
not
a lot.
How many eggs? Have we ever studied how many eggs it takes to how many eggs are produced by the average chicken in its lifetime?
Yeah, that'd be pretty easy because you're going to get 5 a week out of a chicken.
Yeah.
You know, the producers will do 7 and 8 because of the way they time the lights. But, like, my chickens are 5 a week.
And how long do they last, the chickens?
3 years. Three good years. 3 to 4 good years. So you got 1,500 eggs.
Uh-huh.
You know.
How do you feel? I suppose that chicken feels every time it lays an egg. Do you ever stop to think about that?
Use.
Violated.
I think
in
all of our studies here, we ought to try to figure out what that chicken is going through as it lays the egg.
Get a chicken doctor on
the phone. I know they scream out. I know that. Mine do.
I don't know any vets. I know vets that specialize in big animals and small animals, like dogs and cats and stuff, and then cows and horses. I don't know any vets that specialize in chickens.
Well, the aviary ones.
Who would ever try to fix a chicken?
Why? Why would you bother?
Why would you
fix
a chicken?
Oh, please! I had a
you eat it.
I had a chicken that had her little passage area blocked. She and we had to bring her to the vet. We tried our best to get
you brought a chicken to the vet.
Yeah, and it was our large animal vet that did it. The one that takes care of our horses.
Really? And what did he say when you brought the chicken through the door?
I'm sorry.
My cousin had a chicken as a pet. Then my mom accidentally killed it when they went on vacation and she was taking care of it. But you know.
Did you eat it?
No, but they were upset.
Why didn't you eat it? Why let it go to waste?
It was laying dead in a cage. You don't eat a chicken dead off the road. It's disgusting.
What's the difference?
They have to be bled in order for this stuff to
Let's
be
not
good.
Talk about
this
nice.
Here's another one. And here, this one's for you, Rich.
What's
this
that?
It sounds like a song probably that I'm sure I've heard you sing before. 1,800 gallons of beer on the wall.
So the average person drinks 1,800 gallons of beer in a lifetime?
And compare that. This is let's look at the information. Here's the scary part, as opposed to 296 gallons of wine. Mm-hmm. And the wine is all healthy for you, compared to beer.
Yeah.
1,800 gallons as opposed to 200.
I'm going to have to do the math a little later, see where I land in that poll.
Yeah, I'm betting it's a little high.
I'm betting it is, too.
The same with soda and milk.
Mm-hmm.
Almost 3,000 gallons of soda per person in a lifetime.
Imagine that.
And what they're and Doug, you can help me with this.
Aye.
Three different places I found said 2,000 gallons of milk.
Yeah.
And that includes what's in different products that you eat besides just drinking milk.
Right. It's the. Can you imagine what you're doing yourself? All those people that are in the studio with Rich there, think about what you consume. Never mind comparing the numbers that we have here, because you're a little bit younger. But I want to know how many of you, Siri, you don't have to, I mean, you can make some noise if you want to. How many of you are drinking colas,
I got
drinking
one right here.
Sodas, drinking this
cola?
Stuff, and
what?
Realize
caffeine, baby.
What
is
doing to your body?
It's rotting your stomach.
Your stomach, your teeth, everything. Get this stuff is death in a bottle.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Nice and the carbonation, too. I mean, what it does to your stomach.
It's terrible. Right?
You're constantly bubbling up against all your...
Anybody with any sense whatsoever would never be drinking any of that.
Now, why
stuff.
Would you even address that comment to me? You know that better than that.
Mm. What, you have no sense?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You should be having a nice glass of milk right now.
Right. Richie, you should be drinking raw milk.
Yes.
Think of how much better
it
would be.
I knew a place to buy that.
We can get it online. We'll put it in a box with ice and send it down to you.
There you go.
Chef Louis DeAngelis is here. We're talking about how much food you consume in a lifetime. Very ear-opening stuff. All right, have we missed any category?
Yes, there's one. There's a category that's great. 80,000 cups of coffee.
Oh.
And you,
that was just this morning, I think.
Yeah.
So did you go down to the finite garlic and things like that? Doesn't get
no,
how about pizza? Wait a minute. You didn't talk about how much pizza we eat in our lifetime.
Well, I did read just recently that versus hamburgers. Yeah. All right, hamburger is the number one eaten food in America. However, if you took a whole pizza and broke it down per slice, pizza beats hamburger hands down.
It beats how many or so? What does it beat?
Sold and consumed.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
But they count pizza as a whole pizza instead. So, if you know, depending on if it's a 6 or 8 slicer, depending on how hungry you are,
mm-hmm.
that's what happens to it. Whole pizza, sure, they're going to sell more hamburgers than a whole pizza. But by the slice, hands down over hamburgers all day long.
Really?
Yeah,
and there's more money made on that pizza slice than on the hamburger.
Oh, God, yeah.
More money, way more money. Made
it's
on
an
it.
Amazing
That's
product.
Why there's so many pizza restaurants. I was driving down the street in some town the other day, and I swear, in a block, there were 4 pizza places. Grinders.
Them,
you know
the funny thing, Doug, the ingredients are exactly the same. You go into the kitchen in a pizzeria, and the ingredients are exactly the same. They've got flour. They've got yeast. They've
so
got
why blood. Do they all taste so different then?
There's something about Italian food. It's that personal injection that makes it different. Roberta, am I right or wrong?
Absolutely.
What is it, the BO that the chef has? What would make the difference?
Nice.
Well, but why would there be? Dough is dough.
No, dough is not dough.
Dough is not dough. Cheese is not cheese. And tomato sauce is not tomato sauce.
I know cheese isn't cheese and tomato, but dough is, what do you do to the dough to make it better?
Depends on how much you need it.
Probably a line there.
You know, somebody that'll need it longer makes it a different
type
of dough. If they rise it twice, it becomes a chewier dough. If they don't salt it, I use honey instead of sugar in my dough to activate the yeast. Gives it a nicer, brighter flavor. So how long you refrigerate it before you cook it? Pizza dough needs to be refrigerated. People think they can just make dough and smush it out and flatten it and make pizza, and it doesn't work that way. You have to let it rest in the fridge at 36 to 42 degrees for at least an hour before it becomes a good workable piece of pizza.
So if you didn't do that, what would happen?
It ends up burning terribly on the outside and being raw on the inside.
Really?
The thin layer, yeah. So there's the dough, to start with the dough plus the water.
Mm-hmm.
Water pipes in one restaurant might be dirtier than another. They might be getting it from a different source. We've always used filtered water. And I mean really filtered. We had 9 different filters on our water.
All right. Do we have any stats before we run out on any of the specials? Now, like cake and pie, things like that. How much cake do we eat over the course of our lifetime?
I don't have that, but I do have cheese. A half ton of cheese in a lifetime, which is sad. You know, there should be way more cheese in our life. And 108,000 slices of bread.
108,000 slices of bread?
Yeah.
I don't eat bread.
That's
no fun at all.
Very.
No. What do you eat?
I don't like coffee. I don't like soda. I don't like bread.
No, I drink coffee. But
I drink coffee. Okay.
I don't go near soda.
You know what, Richie? This time of year, Roberta specializes in cooking fruit flies.
Fruit flies, yes.
Mm. She's big on that.
Tsetse fly.
And when she can't find any fruit flies, she cooks ants.
Well, yesterday for an appetizer, I had sliced fresh peppers, a little bit of sea salt on them, And then I grilled a nice veal chop with rosemary and olive oil. And I had some grilled zucchini with it and some spinach with garlic and oil. That was my dinner. What? It was a great dinner.
Healthy dinner.
Yeah. The type of dinner you would pay $40 for in a restaurant, if not more.
I had nachos and three beers at the Dogfish Head Brewery.
Yeah. That's what you had for dinner last night?
Yeah.
I had 5 years of corn.
5 years of corn?
I wonder if
you've been MIA some of the days.
Really? Did you clog your sewer system?
No, I often do that. This time of the year, if I get the good corn.
The thing about corn, you get it back again.
Oh, no, because I'm using the Natron Healthy Trinity, and so I don't worry about it. Probiotics take care of all of that, or most of it anyway. All right, Louis, you did a good job. Gave us a lot of food, if you'll pardon the pun, for thought. Very good. It's amazing. How many people thought they ate that much food? It's amazing. It is amazing. All right, and Louis, I'm curious to know what you think about that e-food. Check it out online at DougStephan.com. Free food at DougStephan.com. Follow it on the friends page or on the right-hand side of the home page. You want some free food? You can get it. All you do is click on the button, and away you go. It's 12 before the hour on Good Day.
Are you suffering from back arthritis or muscle pain? Here's something that can help. Salonpas Pain Relief Patch, a clinically proven pain-fighting patch. Salonpas has two powerful medicines that go to work right at the site of your pain for up to 12 hours of relief. As a special offer to Good Day listeners, you can get your free sample of Salonpas by going to drkenshow.com and clicking on the Salonpas button. Or if you're looking for relief right now, stop by your local Walgreens store and pick up a 5-count box. Stop the pain right at the site with Salonpas. Order a free sample today. Go to drkenshow.com. Salonpas. Please use as directed.
Andro Kills Ants presents The Household Ant Requiem.
If you find yourself shrieking in disgust because ants are invading the harmony of your clean kitchen and home, you need Andro Kills Ants bait stations and stakes inside and outside your house. Andro Kills Ants is a bait ants love, so they eat it and die. And that's a tune that'll keep your house humming. Find Andro Kills Ants' entire line of products at a Walmart near you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Want to learn a new dance this summer and build self-confidence, improve fitness, and enter to win some cool prizes? Here's your chance. Research shows children exposed to the arts outperform their classmates in school on standardized testing. And these art-rich students also show more creativity, confidence, and self-esteem. So, Wisheroo Park in Capizio launched a 6-week Duckle Dance Sweepstakes July 15th for kids 3 to 6. Wisheroo Park's Ranger Rosie.
The Duckle Dance is a little bit ballet, a little bit tap, and a whole lot of fun. We're asking kids and their folks to check out our new Duckle Dance video at wisheroopark.com. Now, kids, practice your favorite dance moves, either the ballet or tap version, and have your parents submit your version via wisheroopark.com for a chance to win some great prizes, including dance scholarships from Capizio.
Full rules for the Duckle Dance Sweepstakes are on wisheroopark.com, and all videos must be submitted by September 1st.
All right, everybody, round of applause for Jennifer O'Neill. You got it? Where is the round of applause? I want a round of applause.
Oh, right here. Here we go. Yay!
Yay! Yay! 51 past the hour on Good Day.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. with always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to opticsplanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's opticsplanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS, 800-332-6784.
Are you fed up with the Democrats and Republicans? Then listen up. Join American Third Position, a new political party formed to liberate the American people from the banksters who have overthrown the Republic. American Third Position advocates maximum liberty, limited government, and traditional morality. For more information, call 800-513-4928 or go to a3p.me, a3p.me. That's A, the number 3, P, dot M-E. It's time to take America back.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves. Warning signs that trigger the deadliest famines in history. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprisesemptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprisesemptyshelves.com. That's risingprisesemptyshelves.com.
The debt limit. It isn't the only stalemate on Capitol Hill. There's another one that's having an impact, too. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. Let's start with the latest on the debt limit debate. More political posturing from both sides yesterday, along with a heavy dose of arm-twisting from House Speaker John Boehner, whose debt limit bill was to be voted on in the House. Then it was delayed, as it appeared the Speaker lacked the votes from his own party to get it through. That led to the arm-twisting and some tongue-lashing. House Republicans plan to get together today to figure out their next move. Now, as we mentioned at the top, the debt limit isn't the only thorny issue that has created an impasse. You also have a congressional deadlock over funding for the FAA. Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood says this stalemate has already cost plenty of jobs.
Nearly 4,000 FAA employees have been furloughed, and as many as 70,000 construction workers across America are out of work.
Secretary LaHood says he's pressuring Congress to act, and act fast.
I have been meeting with and talking to members of Congress from both sides of the aisle, asking them to pass another clean extension of the FAA bill.
And get this, as the debate over FAA funding goes on, a federal tax passengers have to pay when flying has lapsed, but the airlines are still collecting it.
The airlines should not be collecting this amount of money under the umbrella that it's a tax? It's not.
This lapsed tax amounts to about $200 million a week being paid by passengers. And again, this is something airlines should not be collecting. Airlines squeezing out extra dollars from passengers in an underhanded way. Absolutely shocking. That's not like them. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The last thing I need carpooling this lively bunch is a dead battery. The Cirrus Blue Automotive Crew offers to check my battery before there's a problem, so I feel confident my car will start every time.
Through July 30th, we're introducing the Battery Tender Battery Chargers at your local Sears Auto Center at a hot price. Plus, save on all tires, all tire brands, all tire sizes, with special financing available. Visit SearsAuto.com for more great deals. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
On Wall Street, the market down for a fifth straight session. The Dow fell 62 points to 12,240. S&P down 4. NASDAQ was actually up a point. Oil prices edged up another 4 cents a barrel to $97.44. Forecasters expect Tropical Storm Don to hit the Texas coast later today or early tomorrow. The storm, packing sustained winds of 50 miles an hour as it makes its way across the Gulf of Mexico, Don could dump up to 3 to 7 inches of rain across a wide area, an area that has suffered a severe drought for months, by the way. Gas prices, where do we stand?
Fill it up, please.
According to the AAA's national survey, we are at $3.71 a gallon on average for regular right now. That's up 17 cents a gallon over the past month. Patrick DeHaan, who's with GasBuddy.com, says the recent increase doesn't have much to do with the stalemate in Washington.
Right now, I wouldn't say there's a whole lot of what's going on with the debt ceiling priced into oil and gasoline prices. But that's something we're watching, and it may occur in the future. We may see gas prices go up or down after some sort of decision is made.
It would be nice if they came back down, but that's not likely. Users of extra-strength Tylenol will have some new dosage instructions to follow very soon. The makers of Tylenol plan to reduce the daily recommended maximum to 6 pills from 8. The company says it hopes to limit the chance of accidental overdose of Tylenol's main ingredient, acetaminophen. The drug, if taken in excess, can cause liver damage. And finally, the summer of 2011 continues. Let's hit the beach. Some of the best beaches in the country can be found on Cape Cod, Massachusetts, but more than a few beachgoers on the Cape are on edge with a shark threat. Up to 8 great white sharks were spotted last weekend off the coast of Chatham. No beaches have been closed, but officials want everyone to be alert. So what's the reaction on the beach? As we said, some are on edge, but others are not.
I'm not afraid of the sharks. I don't go out that deep. I swim casually, nice and easy, not too far out, so I'm not worried about it.
Of course, there are others who think this is really cool.
We came down here to see if we can see any sharks. Jaws is one of my favorite movies.
You just knew with all this talk about sharks, somebody was going to mention Jaws. Let's just hope that, as Richard Dreyfuss put it in the movie, nobody's lining up to be a hot lunch. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Show, your early morning barometer on the nation.